Chapter 1. The Empower Model, an innovative framework for multicultural education for students of medicine and health sciences. Małgorzata Szczup, Pomeranian Medical University in Szczecin, Poland. An education that teaches you to understand the world, its people, and their diverse perspectives is the greatest tool for promoting peace, empathy, and cooperation. Kofi Annan. Subchapter 1. Introduction. Modern multicultural education for medical and health science students is an educational approach that integrates principles of cultural diversity, equity, and inclusivity into medical training. It is increasingly recognized as a crucial component in the education of health professionals, providing the opportunity to develop skills, which are sensitive to culture and discrimination, for effectively working with diverse patient populations. As societies become more multicultural, medical education has shifted towards a curriculum that emphasizes cultural competence, enabling future healthcare providers to understand and address the varying health needs influenced by cultural backgrounds. The notable rise in the significance of multicultural education in medical curricula stems from an awareness of the significant disparities in health outcomes among different diverse cultural groups. Research indicates that culturally competent care not only improves patient satisfaction, but also enhances healthcare delivery by addressing the unique challenges faced by minority communities. Consequently, medical universities are revising their educational strategies to include cultural competency training as one of the goals of education. Despite the positive developments, the implementation of multicultural education is not without challenges. Critics highlight issues such as inadequate institutional support, persistent stereotypes, and the need to implement more effective methods of education and assessment of cultural competencies. This is an ongoing process which needs monitoring for the evaluation and adaptation. The discourse surrounding these challenges underscores the importance of ongoing efforts to refine educational practices and foster an inclusive environment that prioritizes cultural humility and awareness in healthcare training. The transformation of healthcare education, incorporating these elements, is crucial for training a workforce capable of navigating the complexities of an increasingly interconnected world. Equipping future healthcare professionals with the necessary skills, knowledge, and shaping their attitudes toward working with diverse communities can play a vital role in promoting equity and improving health outcomes within the healthcare system. The Empower Model is an innovative proprietary approach to multicultural education, specifically designed for medical and health science students, aimed at enhancing reflective cultural competencies and cultural humility among future healthcare professionals. Central to the Empower Model are empowering students in multicultural education, promoting patient empowerment. The Empower Model aims to enhance the effectiveness of multicultural education and tailor it to the real-world challenges of daily practice. It focuses on strengthening the roles of both students, teachers, qualified health workforce, and patients, contributing to the co-creation of a more open and supportive environment for acquiring competencies. Empowering students emphasizes self-directed learning and active engagement, equipping them with the skills necessary to function effectively in diverse clinical environments. Strengthening the role of patients' autonomy promotes self-management of their health and participation in medical decision-making capacity, enabling active involvement in healthcare. By integrating these elements, the Empower Model aims to foster attitudes of personal commitment, humility, reflection, responsibility, and openness. Implementing its principles into multicultural education will bridge the gap between theoretical knowledge and its practical application. As a new concept in medical education, the Empower Model not only aims to improve the effectiveness of training future healthcare professionals, but also addresses the urgent need to ensure equity and better health outcomes for patients, particularly those from marginalized groups. Its focus on deeply engaging educational experiences gives it the potential to become a valuable tool in creating a more inclusive healthcare system that meets the diverse needs of patients and communities. Given the dynamic development of multicultural education and its vast scope, continuous critical evaluation and adaptation of the model to various educational contexts will be necessary. Aims. Through this chapter, students will enhance their attitudes, knowledge, and skills in understanding the basic principles of multicultural education in medicine and health sciences, comprehending the significance of reflective cultural competencies, cultural humility, professional well-being, educational resources, and tools supporting inclusivity in healthcare training. Familiarizing with the Empower model as an innovative approach to multicultural education, aimed at strengthening both the role of students and patient-centered care, enhancing the role of patients in improving health outcomes and promoting health equity. Engaging in self-reflection regarding personal biases and stereotypes, thereby supporting the development of cultural humility and awareness in medical practice. Learning outcomes. By the end of this chapter, readers will be able to explain the basic principles of multicultural education in the context of medicine and health sciences, emphasizing its importance in shaping a diverse and inclusive healthcare environment. To describe the concept of cultural humility and its significance in medical practice, highlighting its role in improving the relationship between patients and healthcare providers and in enhancing treatment outcomes. To utilize educational resources and tools supporting inclusivity in developing one's own reflective cultural competencies, striving to understand the phenomenon of diversity in healthcare settings. To analyze and apply the Empower model in the context of multicultural education, demonstrating its impact on improving the educational and care processes by focusing on strengthening the roles of both patients and students. To understand the principles of strengthening the role of patients and explain its impact on improving health outcomes, decision-making capacity, and promoting greater health equity among diverse patient groups. To critically reflect on personal biases and stereotypes and apply the principle of cultural humility in medical practice, understanding how these biases influence clinical decision-making, patient care, and communication. To demonstrate the ability to create an inclusive and culturally sensitive healthcare environment, incorporating key elements of multicultural education and strengthening the role of patients in clinical practice and daily interactions with patients. Every human being has the right to have their cultural and spiritual needs understood, just as much as their physical and psychological needs are expected to be met. Madeline Leninger. Subchapter 2. The Empower Model. Key Components. In response to the growing need to adapt medical education to diverse societies, a new approach to multicultural education is proposed, based on the Empower Model, which aims to strengthen the competencies of students in medicine and health sciences. This model has five key characteristics that together describe a comprehensive educational framework supporting the development of future healthcare professionals in a multicultural context. E. Effective. Emphasizes the importance of efficiency in education, focusing on optimizing teaching and learning processes. Educational effectiveness means not only delivering knowledge but also equipping students with the ability to apply it in diverse clinical settings, which forms the foundation or high-quality healthcare. MEA, multicultural, highlights the significance of incorporating cultural diversity into educational programs. In the era of globalization, the ability to understand and respect different cultures is essential when working with patients from various backgrounds. Introducing the concept of multiculturalism into the curriculum enables students in health sciences to better prepare for engaging effectively with patients who have different values, beliefs, explanations, expectations, and health needs. P. Professional relates to a high level of human sensitivity, professional knowledge, experience, and ethical conduct. The education of medical and health science students is not only about learning technical skills, but also about developing attitudes based on empathy, ethical behavior, and commitment to the well-being of patients. These values are the foundation of high-quality healthcare and contribute to building trust between patients and healthcare professionals. W. Wellness emphasizes the importance of ensuring the development of professionals in an environment that supports their health and well-being. Promoting wellness in medical education means creating a space where students not only learn how to care for others but also how to take care of themselves, both physically and emotionally. This approach is particularly important in the context of the increasing health challenges that healthcare professionals must face. ER, education resource, focuses on providing appropriate educational resources that support the development of cultural and professional competencies among students. Appropriate educational materials, such as literature, digital tools, and engaging sets of practical exercises, are essential for students to develop their healthcare skills while considering social and cultural diversity. Thus, the Empower model represents an innovative approach that not only enables students in medicine and health sciences to develop in a cultural context, but also prepares them for future work in an increasingly diverse society. By integrating these five key characteristics of the model, effectiveness, multiculturalism, professionalism, wellness, and appropriate educational resources, this model strengthens students' competencies, preparing them to be leaders in healthcare and advocates for health equity in a global context. E, effective, emphasizes efficiency. M, multicultural, emphasizes multiculturalism. P, professional, high level of humility, expertise, competence, and ethical behavior. W, wellness, developing professionals in a health and wellness supportive environment. ER, education resource, appropriate educational resources. The attached model presents an approach grounded in humility as the central element supporting four key pillars of effective functioning in professional and educational settings. These pillars include reflective cultural competencies, professional wellness, education resources, supportive tools. This model emphasizes that humility serves as the foundation for the development of each of these areas, fostering a more conscious, responsive, and balanced work and learning environment. Figure 1 presents the key elements of the Empower model. It illustrates the key elements of the Empower model, which include reflective cultural competencies, professional wellness, education resources, and supportive tools, all of which are grounded in humility. Subchapter 3, Cultural Humility in the Cultural Education of Medical and Health Sciences Students. The concept of cultural humility emerged in the late 1990s. It was defined as a dynamic and lifelong process that emphasizes self-reflection and personal critique in order to recognize one's own biases and limitations. It recognizes that cultural identities are complex and continuously evolving, highlighting the importance of an ongoing curiosity rather than a finite mastery of cultural knowledge. In contrast to cultural competence, which may suggest the existence of a point at which learning about different cultures is complete, cultural humility promotes the understanding that learning is a never-ending journey, requiring individuals to remain open to new experiences and perspectives. Table 1 presents a comparison of cultural competence and cultural humility. The objective of cultural competency is to develop a deeper understanding of minority cultures, target groups, in order to offer services in a more effective and suitable manner, whereas the objective of cultural humility is to promote self-reflection and development regarding culture to enhance service providers' awareness. The core principles of cultural competency are knowledge and training, while the core principles of cultural humility are self-reflection and co-learning. The limitations of cultural competency are that it reinforces the notion that one can be competent in a culture different from their own, perpetuates the myth that cultures are uniform, and relies on theoretical knowledge rather than lived experience, and assumes that professionals can be certified in cultural understanding. In contrast, the limitations of cultural humility are that it is difficult for professionals to fully understand the concept of learning alongside and from patients, and that it lacks a definitive outcome, which can be challenging for those in academic and medical fields. The advantages of cultural competency are that it enables individuals to work towards achieving a goal and encourages the development of skills, while the advantages of cultural humility are that it promotes continuous learning without a fixed endpoint, focusing on the value of the process of growth and understanding, and supports the building of positive relationships between professionals and patients, aiming to reduce harmful inequalities in healthcare. The roots of the concept of cultural humility are linked to efforts to improve healthcare interactions with diverse social groups. The introduction of cultural humility was partly inspired by the recognition of systemic inequalities faced by marginalized groups. Although the cultural humility approach is gaining popularity, the authors emphasize that one should not be chosen at the expense of the other. Instead, they propose a both-and model, which integrates the strengths of both approaches. They argue that cultural competence and cultural humility are complementary, Together, they support a more effective and equitable practice in health and social care, especially in the face of growing diversity and social challenges. The iceberg model serves as a foundational metaphor in discussions about cultural awareness, highlighting that culture is not just about observable behaviors, but also encompasses deeper layers, such as values and beliefs. Figure 2 presents the iceberg metaphor in relation to the complexity of culture. It depicts the iceberg model, showing that some aspects of identity, such as language, behaviors, race, style, actions, gender, and physical abilities, are visible above the surface, while many deeper elements, such as life experiences, religion, culture, age, values, thoughts, perspectives, and sexual orientation, lie beneath the surface and are not immediately observable. This model, along with others, emphasizes the complexity of cultural interactions, further reinforcing the need for cultural humility as a complementary approach to cultural competence, enriching purely theoretical knowledge with a reflective component. As cultural humility gained traction, it became recognized as essential for fostering meaningful partnerships between healthcare providers and communities, where power dynamics and historical contexts are acknowledged and addressed. This shift towards a more inclusive and reflective practice aligns with broader trends in medical and health education, where the focus is increasingly on developing professionals who are not only knowledgeable, but also empathetic and responsible in interactions with patients from diverse cultural backgrounds. Cultural competence plus cultural humility. Reflective cultural competence. Developing cultural competence and engaging in cultural humility are ongoing processes that evolve in response to new situations, experiences, and relationships. Cultural competence serves as an essential foundation for practicing cultural humility. To achieve a higher level of care for patients from diverse cultural backgrounds, it is essential to integrate reflection and self-reflection processes, following a progression from cultural competence to cultural humility. 1. Cultivating personal cultural awareness. What defines my culture, and how does it shape the way I perceive and interact with others? 2. Acquiring knowledge about cultures. What are the characteristics of other cultures, and what unique strengths do they possess? What might be particularly important to individuals who identify with them? 3. Recognizing and addressing power imbalances. How can I use my understanding of my own culture and others' cultures to identify and work toward eliminating injustices in healthcare? 4. Building healthcare based on humility. What actions can I take to ensure that the care I provide moves toward greater inclusivity and equity? Figure 3 presents the process of differentiating cultural humility from cultural competence. It illustrates 4 key levels: cultivating cultural awareness, acquiring knowledge about cultures, identifying and addressing inequalities, and ultimately building healthcare based on humility. Cultural humility is grounded in several key principles that guide practitioners in their interactions with diverse populations. These principles emphasize self-reflection, the acknowledgement of power dynamics, and the development of respectful partnerships. Figure 4 presents the main principles of cultural humility. These include lifelong commitment to self-evaluation, development of respectful partnerships, rejecting the notion of having expert knowledge about a patient's culture, and exploring possibilities before the first contact, and recognition and challenge of unique intersectionality and power imbalances. Rejecting the notion of having expert knowledge about a patient's culture. In the context of multicultural education for students in medicine, nursing, and other health sciences, an important aspect is the rejection of the idea of possessing expert knowledge about a patient's culture prior to the first contact. Contemporary approaches to cultural competence in healthcare emphasize that each patient is unique, with individual and changing cultural experiences. The practice of assuming there is one universal expert knowledge of a particular group's culture can lead to simplifications and stereotypes, which may negatively impact the quality of healthcare. A flexible and open approach to diverse patient identities is more effective, rather than adopting preconceived cultural knowledge. Instead, they should develop skills in asking questions, listening, and engaging patients in the diagnostic and treatment process, allowing for the consideration of their individual cultural needs and experiences. introducing strategies into medical education that focus on developing skills in understanding patients and exploring possibilities for interaction prior to the first encounter can help avoid the pitfalls of generalization. Cultural understanding in the context of healthcare does not rely on mastering stereotypes, but rather on a continuous process of learning and adapting care to the needs of patients, which is crucial for achieving equity in healthcare. Furthermore, developing the ability to actively listen and demonstrate openness to cultural diversity should be a fundamental element of medical education, enabling effective interaction with patients from various social and cultural backgrounds. Recognition and challenge of unique intersectionality and power imbalances. Intersectionality examines how various social identities, such as race, gender, socioeconomic status, sexuality, and much more, intersect to influence individuals' experiences and access to healthcare. Recognizing these overlapping identities enables healthcare professionals to understand the complexities of patient cultural backgrounds, leading to more personalized and effective care. Through the understanding and acceptance of intersectionality, medical education can move beyond traditional cultural competence models, fostering a deeper understanding of the multifaceted nature of patient identities. This approach not only enriches students' learning experiences, but also contributes to reducing health disparities by promoting more inclusive and empathetic healthcare practices. Cultural humility also involves a keen awareness of the inherent power imbalances that exist in practitioner-client relationships. Healthcare professionals must recognize that their roles come with authority and the potential to both provide and withhold essential services. By acknowledging these dynamics, practitioners can work towards creating a more equitable environment that fosters collaboration and respect. This principle emphasizes the importance of developing partnerships that empower clients and communities rather than perpetuating hierarchical relationships. Development of respectful partnerships. The third principle of cultural humility concerns the necessity of developing mutually beneficial partnerships with individuals and communities. This principle calls for practitioners to engage in relationships with patients from diverse cultural groups in a manner that respects autonomy, focusing on collaborative learning and shared decision-making. By valuing the contributions and insights of others, practitioners can enhance their understanding of different cultures and create more inclusive practices that respond to the needs of each patient. Lifelong commitment to self-evaluation. One of the foundational principles of cultural humility is a lifelong commitment to self-evaluation and self-critique. This principle acknowledges that understanding one's own cultural background and biases is an ongoing and dynamic process. A crucial element of working in healthcare is the necessity for critical self-reflection and analyzing how one's own experiences and values influence the shaping of interactions with others. This continuous self-assessment allows individuals to become more aware of their assumptions and challenge biases in their practice. Together, these principles form the basis for implementing cultural humility in healthcare, ultimately leading to improved client outcomes and fostering a more inclusive environment in the medical and health sciences. Subchapter 4: Professional Wellness as a Foundation for the Effectiveness of Multicultural Education for Medical and Health Sciences Students. Professional wellness encompasses a holistic approach to well-being that integrates multiple dimensions of health, including physical, emotional, occupational, social, spiritual, and intellectual aspects. It is defined as the active and successful pursuit of activities, choices, lifestyles, traditions, and rituals that contribute to a state of holistic health. This broad definition contrasts with the common belief that wellness is limited to physical health and fitness, urging a more inclusive consideration of all factors that influence individual and collective well-being in professional settings. Professional wellness is a fundamental factor in the effectiveness of multicultural education, particularly in the fields of medical and health sciences. In the face of the rapidly growing diversity of societies in Europe, integrating intercultural competencies within professional well-being is essential to effectively address the diverse needs of patients, improve health outcomes, and maintain a high level of staff satisfaction. The impact of increasing demands on healthcare professionals' well-being. Addressing burnout and cultural competence in a diverse patient environment. In recent years, healthcare systems across the globe have faced growing pressure to meet the needs of increasingly diverse patient populations. As demographic changes continue to shape societies, healthcare providers are increasingly required to deliver care that takes into account cultural differences, ethnic diversity, and social determinants of health. Although cultural competence plays a significant role in the training of healthcare professionals, there is growing recognition that the expectations associated with it may, unintentionally, contribute to increased emotional burden. As noted by Albana et al., an excessive focus on the need to be competent in every cultural situation can create pressure and uncertainty, particularly in the context of an increasingly diverse patient population. The increasing cultural diversity of patient populations requires healthcare professionals to be equipped with a broad set of skills, including cultural competence, to navigate complex interactions and ensure quality care. As healthcare systems adapt to serve diverse communities, healthcare workers are expected to possess a deep understanding of cultural nuances that influence patients' health beliefs, communication styles, and treatment preferences. However, this ever-expanding need for cultural competence is placing additional demands on medical professionals who already face challenges such as long working hours, high stress, and the emotional toll of caregiving. Research indicates that when healthcare professionals are required to maintain expert levels across various domains, including cultural competence, they experience higher levels of stress, anxiety, and burnout. The intense emotional labor required to interact with patients from different cultural backgrounds can take a toll on healthcare providers, leading to feelings of exhaustion, frustration, and disengagement. This risk is particularly high when cultural competence is evaluated in ways that emphasize deficiencies rather than strengths. Cultural competence is widely regarded as essential for healthcare workers, enabling them to effectively engage with diverse populations. However, the tools commonly used to assess cultural competence, such as questionnaires and self-assessment forms, focus predominantly on identifying deficiencies. These assessments tend to highlight gaps in knowledge or perceived inadequacies in cultural understanding, reinforcing a deficit-based approach. This method of evaluation can create a negative, high-pressure environment that undermines healthcare workers' sense of competence and well-being. According to studies, such deficiency-based assessments often lead to increased stress levels among healthcare providers. Rather than feeling empowered by the opportunity to enhance their cultural awareness, they may experience anxiety and insecurity about their perceived inadequacies. In turn, this stress can manifest in a range of detrimental emotional responses, including withdrawal from patient interactions or avoidance of patients from different cultural backgrounds. In more extreme cases, healthcare providers may display passive-aggressive behaviors, such as frustration or resentment, which further undermines the quality of patient care. The psychological impact of deficit-based evaluation. A key problem with the current approach to cultural competence assessment is its tendency to foster an environment of self-criticism and shame. Healthcare professionals, when presented with assessments that highlight their shortcomings, may internalize feelings of failure, which can exacerbate stress and contribute to burnout. This approach, rather than motivating improvement, often leads to disengagement, avoidance, and frustration. A growing body of evidence suggests that this negative psychological impact may result in a vicious cycle of burnout, where healthcare workers feel increasingly incapable of meeting the diverse needs of their patients. One study found that physicians and nurses who were regularly subjected to assessments that pointed out their cultural competence deficiencies, they were more susceptible to experiencing stress and anxiety. These emotional responses, if left unaddressed, can erode the quality of care provided to patients and lead to diminished job satisfaction among healthcare workers. Furthermore, the emotional toll of cultural competence training, when not handled properly, can contribute to the rising incidence of burnout in healthcare professionals. Subchapter 5. Empower Model. Developing reflective cultural competencies among healthcare professionals in an environment supporting health and well-being. The Empower Model focuses on fostering professionals' growth in a health and wellness supportive environment. The Empower model proposes addressing not only the needs of patients from diverse cultural backgrounds, but also recognizing and appreciating the needs of students and healthcare workers within the context of a comprehensive approach to developing cultural competence and cultural humility. It emphasizes the need to create a learning environment that supports the health and well-being of students, while also focusing on ensuring a sense of safety during the development of reflective cultural competence, fostering intrinsic motivation, providing social support, and enhancing the effectiveness of educational actions. Figure 5 presents the Empower model for developing professionals in a health and wellness supportive environment. It highlights key elements in this process, including sense of security, intrinsic motivation, social support, sense of effectiveness, and individualized learning. You can't know everything about other cultures. That's a fact. It's enough if you're open to dialogue and others' perspectives. One of the fundamental aspects of the Empower model is the creation of an environment in which participants feel safe while acquiring new competencies, particularly those related to sensitive issues such as stereotypes and diversity. A secure educational setting encourages participants to express their questions and uncertainties without fear of judgment, fostering deeper engagement in the learning process. Acknowledging and accepting that it is impossible to acquire complete knowledge of all cultures enables the development of an attitude that embraces awareness of one's own limitations and openness to dialogue. This safe educational environment promotes a readiness for continuous learning and receptiveness to diverse perspectives. Intrinsic motivation plays a crucial role in ensuring the effectiveness of multicultural training, particularly in the context of learners' well-being. When participants are intrinsically motivated, their engagement in the learning process becomes more authentic and sustained. Intrinsic motivation, defined as the desire to learn driven by personal interest in the subject, a sense of the value of education, and a wish for self-development, fosters a deeper understanding and assimilation of issues related to cultural diversity. This type of motivation leads to a more reflective approach to the subject matter, encouraging the development of an open mindset towards different perspectives and sensitivity to the needs and experiences of others. Furthermore, when participants feel that they have a genuine influence on their own development and the learning process aligns with their values and interests, their psychological and emotional well-being improves. As a result, the effectiveness of multicultural training is not only about acquiring knowledge, but also about creating an environment that supports personal growth, openness to others, and the maintenance of participants' well-being. Social support is an integral component of effective learning, and within the Empower model, it plays a crucial role in the process of acquiring reflective cultural competencies. Support provided by teachers, mentors, and peer groups fosters an environment conducive to collaboration and mutual trust, which is essential for professional development in the healthcare sector. The teacher acts as a guide and support, not only imparting knowledge but also encouraging reflection on one's own biases, stereotypes, and attitudes. The student group, in turn, forms a community where participants can share their experiences, successes, and challenges related to the development of cultural competencies. Through this collaboration, individuals feel less isolated in the learning process, which allows for the building of stronger connections with others and enhances motivation for continued personal and professional growth. A key aspect of the Empower model is fostering a sense of effectiveness and efficiency in participants' efforts. The research findings indicate that individuals who believe in their ability to achieve their goals are more motivated and engaged in the learning process. Therefore, this model emphasizes the regular provision of feedback to participants, highlighting progress rather than solely pointing out deficiencies. In the Empower model, progress assessment is based on positive reinforcement. An important element is also the opportunity for participants to independently track their progress, which strengthens their sense of control over the learning process and the effectiveness of their actions. One of the key features of the Empower model is the provision of an individualized educational pathway that integrates highly engaging tools aimed at improving both cultural competence and cultural humility among students and healthcare professionals. The individualized educational pathway allows each participant to progress at their own pace, considering their unique background, learning style, and specific needs. This approach is essential for promoting deep, meaningful learning in the context of cultural competence, where no single method works universally. Healthcare professionals and students come from diverse educational backgrounds and have varied experiences, and their willingness to engage in the study of multiculturalism may vary significantly. Offering such a learning method ensures that each participant has the opportunity to independently pursue the appropriate level of challenges and support, making the learning experience relevant and impactful. The individualized pathway within the Empower model includes a range of flexible modules for self-paced learning and at their own scope, and assignments that focus on the practical application of cultural knowledge. This pathway is designed to be adaptive, allowing participants to revisit difficult topics and take on more challenging activities as they progress, while ensuring social support throughout the learning process. To support the individualized educational pathway, the Empower model integrates a range of engaging tools aimed at improving cultural competence and promoting cultural humility. These tools are designed to capture the participants' attention and actively engage them in the learning process. The exercises proposed in this guide are integrated with a digital platform, allowing for the use of modern technology to support the educational process. The proposed tasks and exercises serve various functions, but all contribute to the overarching goal of enabling students and healthcare professionals to engage meaningfully with cultural diversity. The goal is to equip healthcare professionals with the openness needed to enhance their cultural awareness, while promoting the development of cultural humility, recognizing one's limitations in understanding other cultures and being open to learning from others. The Empower model does not view cultural competence and cultural humility as final goals, but as ongoing processes of personal and professional development. The individualized educational pathway, along with its engaging tools, supports continuous growth by providing participants with opportunities to revisit materials, reflect on their experiences, and set new educational goals. This approach encourages them to engage in lifelong learning, enabling them to meet the evolving needs of diverse patient populations with empathy, respect, and cultural sensitivity. The ultimate goal of the Empower model is to create an environment where healthcare professionals feel supported, competent, and confident in their ability to provide culturally competent care. By providing a personalized, engaging educational experience that focuses on cultural competence and humility, the Empower model ensures that healthcare professionals are not only prepared to face the challenges of a multicultural world, but also equipped with the tools to succeed in it. This process improves the well-being of individuals as well as their professional effectiveness, bringing benefits not only to the participants themselves, but also to the patients and communities they care for. The Empower model presents an innovative approach to healthcare education, emphasizing support for the health and well-being of professionals as they develop cultural competence. By ensuring a sense of security, fostering intrinsic motivation, providing social support, building a sense of effectiveness, and incorporating engaging educational tools, the Empower model promotes comprehensive professional development. As a result, healthcare professionals become more competent and confident when working with patients from diverse cultural backgrounds, leading to higher quality care and better relationships with patients. Subchapter 6. Empower Model. Education Resources. The Empower Model presents a transformative approach to multicultural education, one that is centered around fostering both cultural competence and humility among healthcare professionals. This model emphasizes the importance of developing educational resources that not only provide knowledge but also ensure a sustainable and impactful learning journey. The Empower model is rooted in a clear, purposeful framework designed to meet the evolving needs of both learners and the diverse patient populations they serve. 1. Initiation of effective multicultural education. 2. Effective learning design. 3. Engaging in practical application. 4. Transforming and strengthening knowledge transfer. 5. Reinforcing and supporting learning progress. 6. Acting and documenting impact. Initiation of effective multicultural education. Defining clear, purposeful outcomes. The initiation of effective multicultural education within the Empower model begins with the key task of defining clear, purposeful outcomes that guide the teaching process. The first step in this approach is setting goals that are not only academic but also holistic, emphasizing a deep understanding of the cultural dynamics that influence healthcare. These goals are designed to encourage participants to explore how cultural factors affect communication with patients, the delivery of healthcare, and professional interactions in an increasingly global context. By defining these educational objectives, the Empower model aims to create a comprehensive framework that prepares healthcare professionals to navigate the complexities of multicultural environments, promoting a more culturally competent and empathetic approach to care. A key element of this educational foundation is the integration of reflection and critical awareness, which allows participants to engage with their own cultural biases and assumptions. This self-awareness is crucial for recognizing how personal beliefs and unconscious prejudices may influence professional practices, particularly when interacting with diverse patient groups. Thanks to organized activities that encourage self-reflection, participants are encouraged to explore how their cultural filters shape their responses to patients and colleagues, fostering a mindset open to growth and adaptation. This reflective practice is essential for cultivating cultural humility, ensuring that healthcare professionals remain aware of the limitations of their understanding of other cultures and are committed to continuous learning. Effective learning design. Creating a holistic and inclusive experience. The design of an effective learning process emphasizes the creation of an educational framework that fosters a holistic and inclusive environment for healthcare professionals. A key element of this approach is the understanding that diversity is not merely an external factor to be addressed, but a fundamental component of the teaching process itself. The Empower model highlights the importance of curriculum development that integrates case studies, research, and field experiences drawn from various cultural perspectives in healthcare. By incorporating diverse cultural viewpoints, the curriculum ensures that healthcare professionals are exposed to the complexities of global health challenges, better preparing them to provide care to diverse patient populations with sensitivity and competence. The Empower model further enhances the learning experience by incorporating principles of transformative learning, which aims to shift participants' perspectives and challenge their assumptions. Central to transformative learning are three key components: disorienting dilemma, critical reflection, dialogue, and action. A disorienting dilemma refers to activities or exercises designed to challenge participants' pre-existing beliefs, encouraging them to confront their biases and reconsider their views. These dilemmas push learners out of their comfort zones, stimulating deep, critical thinking. Critical reflection is the process through which participants analyze and evaluate their beliefs and values, particularly in relation to cultural dynamics in healthcare. This self-awareness fosters recognition of how personal beliefs and values influence interactions with patients and colleagues. Finally, dialogue and action emphasize the importance of engaging in conversations with people from diverse backgrounds, which leads to transformed perspectives and the practical application of new approaches in professional practice. These three components work synergistically to create a transformative educational environment that is not only intellectually enriching but also impactful on personal and professional development. In addition to these foundational elements, the Empower model promotes experiential learning for empathy building. This approach emphasizes the value of immersive learning experiences, such as community outreach programs, simulations with patients from diverse cultural backgrounds, and cultural exchanges. These activities allow healthcare professionals to experience firsthand the challenges and complexities of working with diverse populations, thereby enhancing their cultural awareness and empathy. Through these experiences, participants develop a deeper understanding of the lived experiences of others, which is essential for building compassionate, patient-centered care. In order to expand the scope of applying the principles of experiential learning to build empathy, the Empower model combines the theoretical part found in the manual with the educational platform of the MultiCultiMed program, which includes the Human Library. This is an innovative educational resource that allows students to engage with interviews conducted with individuals from diverse cultural groups, often exposed to discrimination or marginalization. The goal of this tool is to foster empathy and deepen the understanding of others' perspectives, particularly those representing minority social, ethnic, religious, and cultural backgrounds. The interviews, filled with personal stories, experiences, and reflections, provide educational participants with insights into the lives of people from different cultures, contributing to broadening their horizons, reducing prejudices, and developing interpersonal skills essential for working with diverse patients. The Human Library creates a learning space through listening and deeper understanding, supporting the development of cultural competencies. Equally important in effective learning design is active participation in the learning process. The Empower model encourages participants to actively engage with their learning, especially through seeking interactions with peers from diverse backgrounds. Such experiences promote mutual respect and the shared acquisition of cultural knowledge, enabling participants to learn from each other's perspectives. Active participation supports a sense of community and belonging, which is essential for creating a positive and inclusive educational atmosphere. Additionally, it fosters critical thinking, problem-solving, and teamwork, all of which are essential skills for professional practice in a multicultural context. Engaging in practical application. Ensuring relevance to professional practice. The Empower model places significant emphasis on the application of acquired cultural competencies to practical use in professional work settings. This aspect focuses on bridging the gap between theoretical knowledge and practice. The goal is not only for students to acquire theoretical knowledge, but also to develop the necessary skills to effectively apply it in a professional environment. The model incorporates a series of exercises simulating real-life experiences, supported by peer interactions, in order to integrate diverse perspectives and collaboratively seek solutions. Activities such as role-playing, intercultural communication exercises, and problem-solving simulations related to patient care from diverse cultural backgrounds aim to prepare students for challenges they may encounter in multicultural healthcare environments. By simulating real-life scenarios, students are encouraged to apply their knowledge in a dynamic and supportive environment, which helps them better understand the complexities of patient care in various cultural contexts, fostering the development of critical thinking and problem-solving skills. The Empower model also emphasizes the importance of peer learning and feedback in the process of continuous improvement. By incorporating peer feedback systems and discussions, students have the opportunity to learn from the experiences and perspectives of others. This collaborative approach promotes a deeper understanding of multicultural issues in healthcare while developing a culture of self-reflection and constructive critique. Peer feedback provides students with valuable insights into their own practices, helping them identify areas for growth and encouraging them to continually refine their reflective cultural competencies. This process not only strengthens students' ability to engage with diverse patient populations, but also fosters an environment of mutual support and learning within the educational community. Transformation and strengthening of knowledge. Transfer, applying knowledge in diverse environments. In the Empower model, the aspect of transformation and knowledge transfer enhancement focuses on providing a selection of exercises and tasks that increase the likelihood that students will not only acquire theoretical knowledge, but also gain the necessary preparation to apply it in various real-world healthcare settings. A key role in strengthening knowledge transfer and supporting professional development is played by the teacher mentor and the student group. Mentors, who serve as models of best practices in culturally competent healthcare, can offer students guidance, support, and examples of effective patient care in diverse settings. The support provided within the student group facilitates the sharing of experiences and access to feedback. The combination of mentorship from the teacher and support within the student group creates a collaborative learning environment where students can refine their skills, enhance their practice, and gain confidence in providing culturally competent care. Empowering growth. Teacher's role in feedback and evaluation mechanisms. The Empower model places great emphasis on continuously reinforcing and supporting students throughout their multicultural education journey in healthcare. This aspect focuses on the systematic evaluation of learning outcomes, not to highlight deficiencies or criticize mistakes, but to ensure ongoing development. The application of feedback loops and supportive evaluation tools can help track progress, identify areas requiring additional support, and ensure that multicultural competencies are being effectively developed in students. Providing students with constructive feedback on their progress allows them to refine their approaches to culturally diverse healthcare by identifying areas where they can improve, learning from their mistakes, and enhancing their communication skills. This ongoing process of feedback and reflection is an integral part of creating a learning environment based on continuous development, in which students feel supported in their efforts to enhance their reflective cultural competencies. An essential aspect is also the development of the teaching staff responsible for training medical and health science students in multiculturalism. The MultiCultiMed educational platform provides access to resources dedicated to teachers. Its purpose is not only to provide substantive guidance, but also practical tips and tools that will help them effectively conduct classes, engage students, and monitor progress in developing cultural competencies. The MultiCultiMed platform can serve as a guide, offering teachers detailed instructions on exercise methodologies and organizing discussions in a group of students. Teachers have access to interactive and engaging teaching methods that foster the development of multicultural competencies among students. Additionally, it provides guidelines on interpreting the results of exercises, tests, and assessments related to multicultural education. Furthermore, the platform provides teachers with a wide range of discussion topics that can be introduced during classes, helping students approach cultural issues more consciously. The content of the platform for teachers will not only provide them with access to engaging educational materials, but it can also become a part of their own professional development process, maintaining long-term improvements. The Empower model emphasizes the crucial role of deeply engaging and activating exercises in creating lasting changes in the way healthcare students perceive and address the challenges associated with multiculturalism in patient care. Specifically, the model promotes educational approaches that go beyond theoretical teaching, offering engaging, practical experiences that foster real-world applications of multicultural competencies in professional work. Through deep student engagement in practical exercises and scenarios based on reflective cultural competencies, the Empower model ensures that the skills and knowledge they acquire are not merely taught but internalized, leading to long-term changes in their understanding and approach to healthcare in diverse cultural contexts. A central aspect of this approach is long-term impact assessment, which aims to measure the effectiveness of the program in improving students' multicultural competence and professional wellness over time. Program administrators plan to implement a system for gathering feedback from program graduates, providing data on how the competencies acquired during the program are applied in their professional practice. Additionally, a significant element of the Empower model is its global relevance and adaptation to the evolving realities of medical practice. The content offered to students and teachers is adaptable to a wide range of healthcare environments worldwide, focusing not only on theoretical learning, but also on the practical application of multicultural competencies in diverse, real-world conditions. In practice, this means creating flexible structures that can be tailored to the specific needs of different healthcare systems and regions around the world. We believe that the strength of the Empower model, enabling long-term improvements in multicultural education, lies in the global adaptability of the proposed exercises and content. Through deeply engaging educational techniques and a flexible approach that responds to the needs of various cultural and professional environments, the Empower model not only helps students develop the necessary skills for providing culturally competent care, but also supports continuous growth and reflection. These strategies ensure that the program's impact extends far beyond the classroom, leading to lasting improvements in healthcare practices globally. Summary of the core principles of the Empower model educational resources. The Empower model for multicultural education in healthcare and medical studies is built on foundational principles that prioritize the comprehensive and sustainable development of cultural competence. These principles focus on the complexity of healthcare environments and aim to equip students with the knowledge and tools necessary to effectively serve diverse patient populations. Core principles of the Empower model: educational resources, intersectionality, critical reflection, actionable knowledge, continuous growth and wellness. Intersectionality is a key concept that underpins the model, recognizing the interconnected and unique identities of both students and patients. By highlighting how overlapping identities, such as race, gender, socioeconomic status, cultural background, and many others, affect health outcomes, the model promotes a deeper understanding of the diverse needs within patient populations. Students are encouraged to consider how these intersecting identities impact their approach to patient care and to develop more holistic and nuanced strategies that address individual needs within a multicultural context. Critical reflection is another central principle of the Empower model, encouraging students to examine their own biases, cultural perceptions, and professional behaviors. Through structured reflection, students are prompted to identify how these personal factors influence their interactions with patients and their overall approach to care. This process helps students become more aware of their assumptions and blind spots, fostering a mindset of continuous self-assessment and improvement in medical practice. Through critical reflection, students can challenge their preconceptions and refine their cultural competence, ensuring more empathetic and inclusive patient care. Actionable knowledge is an approach focused on equipping students with practical skills, methods, and tools that can be immediately applied in healthcare practice. This principle ensures that students not only learn theory, but also gain the hands-on knowledge necessary to address the daily challenges of working in a multicultural environment. By providing students with actionable, evidence-based strategies, the model supports the delivery of culturally competent care, improving patient health outcomes and enhancing cross-cultural communication. Finally, continuous growth and wellness is a principle that serves as the foundation for the long-term success and resilience of healthcare professionals. The model acknowledges that navigating challenges in multicultural healthcare can be mentally and emotionally demanding, and aims to support students in developing the resilience and mental wellness necessary for career success. This emphasis on personal development goes beyond cultural competencies, ensuring that students are aware of the immense importance of effective stress management, maintain psychological balance, and foster a sustainable professional life throughout their careers. Subchapter 7. Empower Model. Supportive Tools. Tools supporting students in developing cultural competence and cultural humility are designed to be constructive, reflective, and to foster growth, rather than focusing on negative aspects, pointing out deficiencies, or criticism. The goal is to create a learning environment that is safe, empathetic, and focused on continuous development. The Multiculti Med educational platform provides a space for reflective journaling. The purpose of such a journal is to encourage students to regularly reflect on their experiences, challenges, and progress in learning about culture and diversity. Journals can be used in various and flexible ways, depending on individual needs. For example, students can keep journals where they note their thoughts on interactions with patients from different cultures, their feelings about learning diversity, and identify areas requiring further development. An important aspect is also recording successes and positive experiences, which indicate progress. The MultiCultiMed platform makes it easy to record thoughts and offers access to pre-made reflective questions that help students delve deeper into their experiences. The platform also includes reflective tasks with 360-degree feedback, allowing students to receive feedback from various individuals, which helps them better understand their development in the context of cultural diversity. These tools are designed to promote honest and sincere reflection on personal development without stigmatizing mistakes. They focus on supporting the learning process, identifying areas for improvement, but also on celebrating successes that motivate further self-improvement. An important element is creating a space where students feel safe, have the opportunity to explore their own attitudes and beliefs, and are encouraged to continuously grow, both in terms of cultural competence and personal humility.